Kasaya, where do these beautiful cloths come from?
These here from Hawaii, these from Fiji, and here these ones from Tonga and Samoa. The pieces are quite old, but nicely preserved. One of the reasons why we don't see so many examples from the more recent past is that the craft of tapa making nearly died out in some of these places, especially in Hawaii, what with the arrival of the Europeans and their effect on society. You see, they brought cotton with them, and this was welcomed with a great deal of enthusiasm. It was much easier to work with, see? And, of course, the European missionaries did not like the way tapa cloth was worn in religious ceremonies. Not at all.
But I believe there's a bit of a revival of this craft going on.
That's true to an extent. In Fiji, for example, some women I know are making tapa again. They learnt this skill from their grandmothers, and now they're teaching their daughters. They rely on it for survival. I mean, the income it brings in, it can support a whole family. In the main, it's sold to local people rather than holiday makers. I'm glad that it's one cultural tradition that isn't going to die out.